Blessings, everyone. If you can, please kneel so we can pray. And please bow your hearts. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us that we can come together before you and ask that you will please bless this gathering. Please accept these praises and these testimonies, which we lift up to glorify the Godhead. And we pray that they would be a means to strengthen the church body and things to hold in our memories hall that we can call to remembrance at any time, or that you can recall to our remembrance at any time, so that we know, so that we will have the strength to deal with these temptations, which shall ever continue to increase upon the church family and the difficulties we will all have to continue to go through. We lift up all prayers that are in the minds and hearts of your people, and we thank you for being with us and blessing this church family the way that you do. And it is with the help of your Holy Spirit that we pray for these things. And in the name of our Lord and Savior, we pray. In his name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Alrighty. So, sad blessings, everyone. Of course, this week being the first of the month, it is Testimony Sabbath. If you guys have testimonies, you can definitely send them in PM if you want to speak on the mic to those who are in the turbo. Just raise your hand. Or you can place your testimonies into the room, and Sister Mindy will pick them out, and she will read them over the mic herself. Can someone do me a favor, though, in turbo? Can somebody just hit their hand real quick? Because I want to see if I can see if somebody raises their hand. Because I don't know if I've ever noticed that. So if somebody wants to speak. You might just have to type it into the main, or not the main room, but type it into the turbo room. Because I do not see any hands. Which is A-okay. We will deal with that, do a little workaround. So if anybody is raising their hand or hit raise the hand on it, I do not see it. So, no worries. But okay. I guess I will start then. So I just want to give praise to the Lord, and I want to thank him for actually continuing to bless and to help the church family to grow, even though, you know, and we're, you know, dealing with the time we're in. Of course, Pastor Nicholas is resting as he needs. Praise the Lord for that, of course, that, you know, a break is being taken on his part. But that the Lord is continuing to bless his people and send his Holy Spirit to both rattle my tongue and the other tongues that are able to speak so that the truth can continue to be uplifted. And I praise the Lord for that, because that is an answer to prayer, because that is something that when you're speaking, sometimes that you worry about, that you wonder, or you worry that, is what I'm saying enough? Is it cutting the hearts of the people? Is it actually going to help people to grow? Is the church family okay? You know, sometimes those are things that are going to be rushing through your head, and I just want to praise the Lord, because it is obviously very apparent that the Lord is blessing his people, and so I want to praise his name and thank him for that. It's his church family. It's his church body. It is the strength that he gives each and every single one of us. He receives all the glory. There's no glory that should be given to any man. So praise the Lord for him caring for his people, caring for his body, and continuously sending the truth to help each and every single one of us to grow. There's a button. So somebody PM'd me. There's a button in the room, in the turbo room, that says raise hand. I don't know if I can see that. So you can hit it. You can hit it. You can hit the button, but I really don't know if I will see it. That might be something that's only possible for the host. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's just nice. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, so I definitely can't see it. Okay. Yeah, if you guys that are in turbo, if you want to share, or if you're wanting to say something, because I can see nothing, on this end. Please just type it into the room on turbo, or you just say hands up or something like that. Just type whatever you need to, and then I will pass on the mic. That said, Brother Samuel actually has something that he wants to share, so I will put it down for a moment and allow him to share. And thank you, Pastor.
Okay, hello. Sabbath blessings again, everyone. I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that goes with my salvation. I do have many praises, but I've just like narrowed it down to a few, and I'll try to keep it as short as I can, because I remember Pastor Nicholas sharing a quote from Sister White some weeks back about not taking too long in the testimony service. So the first thing I want to praise the Lord for is that actually the last month just gone in June, He gave me a new job, and that job is working in the preschool and nursery, so mainly with 3 to 5 year olds, although sometimes with younger children, but that's been really blessed, working with the innocent. And what I've been doing is I've just been teaching them Bible stories from the Bible. And because I think it was like on my first day there, like 3 weeks ago now, over 3 weeks ago. So next week would be my 4th week, yeah. The little kid, he comes up to me and he's like, can you tell me a story? And these are like the 3 to 5 year olds. And so I was like, oh, I've got lots of stories, because I was an assistant teacher before, but I had to leave my job because they wanted me to teach fiction. And I had an issue with that, obviously, right? And so I had to leave. They gave me an ultimatum, like, either you teach the fiction or you leave. And so I left. And at this job, I did bring it up to the manager as well. She said that should be fine, because they don't have like a set curriculum with these kids. You can kind of basically do teach what you want to them, right? Obviously within reason. And so I've been teaching like the Bible stories, and they love them. Like, so like one kid will come, and then like a whole crowd of them will start gathering, and I'll be telling them, you know, like Adam and Eve, Daniel in the lion's den, and of course it seems as though all children love David and Goliath, and they like Samson as well. And yes, and also the story of Christ and him dying on the cross and raising from the dead. There are a few that really loved that and asked me to, can you tell the story of Jesus on the cross? And so I was like, okay. And so, yeah. And some of these children have never heard about God, because their parents are not religious. So they're hearing about the Lord, and the Lord has me there telling them these stories. And also I've been trying to plant some seeds in my work colleagues as well. And so I'm keeping them in prayer, and the children in prayer, that these seeds will be given an increase. Oh yeah, and there's one little kid who will like, he must have gone home to his parents and related these stories to them. Because at first I didn't tell them those Bible stories. And then they must have realized that, wait, someone's teaching him the Bible. So then his grandma had actually given him a children's Bible. But from what I understand, his parents never read it to him, right? They don't really know these stories themselves. So they sent him in with this little Bible. And ever since, he follows me around like with this little Bible saying, Sam, can you tell me the stories like from the book? And other kids would be like, can you tell the stories from Marvin's book? I remember one time I was reading them a book about birds. And I think one of them was like, can we read the stories in Marvin's book? that's the name of the little kid who has the book. So, yeah, that's been very blessed there. And I want to praise God for helping me in regards to, you know, overcoming sin and protecting me from temptations, which Satan will send to all of us. Now the second praise I have here is for praise for healing, because I had had bleeding gums for a long time, like many years, and it was a couple months ago or so, as I'm brushing my teeth, you know, my gums are bleeding, and the Lord was putting it on my heart that this isn't right. And now some YouTube recommendations were coming up on my feed about gum disease and how bad it is and how bad bleeding gums really are. I was like, I need to fix this, I need to sort this out. So I sent a prayer request, for in the church chat on Telegram, you know, please pray that my gums get healed. And I was praying for it. And I praise God that actually a sister reached out to me, and she's she graciously helped me to be able to get the therapy, it's called laser therapy, that's needed to heal your gums when they are in a really bad state. And my ones were pretty bad. And now, so that happened this week, actually. I got the laser therapy, where it's like they just like put like a laser in your gums and it gets rid of all the bad stuff. And now, like this morning, I'm brushing my teeth and there's no blood whatsoever. And I haven't known that for years. And so I praise God for the healing there and the continued healing there too. And the little tools he's given me as well, like a special toothbrush and all these things to help the gums heal. Because I was thinking about, you know, how the sacrifices in the sanctuary, they had no blemish or disease in them. And I was thinking to myself, oh, wait, like, it's actually like a disease and I need to try and fix it, right? The Lord wants us all to be in good health. So I praise God for answering the prayer there. And I praise him for, you know, that sister who helped me out there. That was very nice of her. And so, yeah, so that's that praise. And then I also had a praise. Like, I've probably got, like, many praises of, like, the times where I've been sharing the truth recently and I've seen the Lord's hand move. I've seen the convictor of the power of the Holy Spirit. But I will share this one occasion that happened the Thursday of last week. And so I was walking. Now, near where I live, there's a big field. It's called a park, but it's a big, it's actually like multiple fields. It's like three fields, maybe, and there's like woodlands and stuff. So I'm walking there, and what I like to do, I like to walk and talk with the Lord, right? I walk and talk, or sometimes I might listen to a sermon, so he's talking to me through that, or through, like, you know, you guys may have experienced it too. You're walking, you're talking with the Lord, and then thoughts are coming to your mind, and you know it's coming from him. So anyway, I'm walking along and then I see this group of people sitting on a bench and some of them are standing around. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, they look a bit like road people. And in the UK, that's the term we use for people that look a bit like gangsters. And so I'm thinking, okay. But and then I'm thinking to myself, you know, like, don't hide yourself from your neighbor, Sam. And they need to hear the truth too, even if they look a bit, you know, like I thought they looked a bit like gangsters, the way they were dressed and, you know, they're all smoking on the bench and what have you. And so anyway, I get on my knees in the field. There's no one else around, so no one's going to see me. And I'm far still, I can see those people sitting down. I don't think they could see me. So I pray and I ask the Lord to help me to go and preach to them. And so I got to them. And what I've been doing recently with people is I've been opening them with this. I've been saying to them, could you predict? I've got a question. So I say, I've got a question for you. Do you think you could predict a future event with 100% accuracy and get it right? Some people will say no. Some people will say yes, because, for example, if it's the summer and the weather forecast says it's going to be hot and sunny tomorrow, you could actually predict something like that. Nothing too big. But these individuals, they all said no. And you have, like, the one main guy. You usually have, like, the one main guy with these, like, kind of groups, right? And he was like, no. And then I said to them, and this is what I've been saying to many people, I say then, do you think you could predict that someone will come along and pretend to be you and deceive many into thinking that they are you with 100% accuracy? And of course, they all say no, right? All of these people, they're like, no, you can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, right, because you'd have to know, you'd have to attain to a certain level of fame for someone to even want to come along and pretend to be you. And then I'll tell them, and I'll tell these individuals, actually, that's what Jesus Christ said 2,000 years ago. And we see that prophecy being fulfilled in the people that, you know, like, there's this guy in Russia called Sergei Torov, where it's like, he has like over 1,000 followers, if I remember correctly, and they all think he's Jesus. And so I'm like, and so this is just one prophecy of many in the Bible. Jesus also said that the end of the world would come. And that he would split open the eastern sky and everyone would see him with all his angels. The righteous who love him will be saved and go to heaven, and the wicked, the sinners, will be destroyed. So after I said that, they all kind of like a bit startled. And some of them seemed a little scared, to be honest. If I read their faces and correctly. And there was one girl. There was about seven guys and one girl. And yeah, he's walking on this earth, so he's not Jesus. Talking about that Russian guy. But yeah, so those individuals, they were scared. And the girl was like, what did the girl? She was basically saying that I was kind of scaring her. And she was like, can you please go away? And she was like, I think you're like a depressed person who's like just doing weird stuff or something like that. Like she was like really like terrified. So I said to myself, I was like, well, the verse came to my mind, you know, if someone rejects you, just dust the, you know, dust the dust off your feet and walk along. So I walked off. I was like, okay, goodbye. So I'm walking up the field. I'm walking up. It's quite a long field. And as I'm getting to the top of it, as I must be about to pass the sight of these individuals, I hear a voice calling out to me, going, yo! And so I turn around, and it was them. And I put my hand up to make sure that it's me they're calling. Like, yeah, you, come back here. You know, that's how they kind of talk, these guys. So I'm like, okay. I'm praying in my mind as I'm going back, and I'm like, Lord, is this what you want me to do kind of thing? Because I'm a little bit apprehensive because I'm thinking these guys, they look a bit like gangsters. I see one guy going into the bush behind them, like, are they going to jump me or something? Because I, you know, startled them with these prophecies and now they want to get back at me or something like that. Maybe that was just the enemy putting those thoughts in my head. So anyway, I actually dropped my phone on the floor just in case they were going to like jump me and take my phone. But I was like, no, I'll go, and because I felt the Lord was still pointing me to go along and speak to them. But I thought, I'll put my phone here just in case. And I set up a little prayer. I was like, Lord, I pray no one takes the phone when I get it back. So anyway, I go up to them, and they're all sitting there on the bench, and the other people are around, like the ones who aren't sitting on the bench. And then the main guy is just like, all right then, tell us what you wanted to tell us. And so, to cut a long story short from here on in, I ended up preaching to them for about nearly 2 hours, at least an hour and a half, I would say, just going like from talking about prophecy, the creation, the fall of man, and you know, Christ and what he came to do, and just really like sticking it to them that you know, without Christ you will die an eternal death, and he's the only way for you to be saved. And in the end, because I was kind of talking for so long, some of them had to go. It was getting quite late, and there ended up being four of them that were sitting there listening, and they had questions as well, and the Lord was blessing me with the wisdom, praise his name, to answer all their questions. And then afterwards, I said, you know, I went and I ran home, or kind of like jogged slash ran slash walked, you know. And I'm like, jogging a bit, running a bit, walking a bit. And so anyway, I get home and I'm like, you know what? Because I had no tracks or books on me because I didn't have any intention of sharing the truth. I was out there to pray and to have the Lord speak to me. And so anyway, I go and I get the books, the Arlac books, and I kind of go back quickly, and thankfully they were still there. And I'm a bit with the books, I'm a bit I'm a bit careful to give them out, because to think that someone would take their book and throw it in the bin, kind of, you know, that hurts more than someone taking his tract and throwing it in the bin, right? But I had seen a quote from Sister White where she says that the Spirit of Prophecy books should be given out like the leaves of autumn. I think Brother Sean showed that to me. So I was kind of explaining it to them, like the book, to see if they were interested. And one of the guys was just like, yeah, give me that book, like, I want to read that. So I know the rest wanted it as well. And so I praise God for that those four individuals, they took the books. I pray that they read them and get blessed by what's read and that the seeds are planted. So yeah, that was just one occasion that came to mind that I wanted to share. And yeah, and also just now on the Sabbath day before coming here, I went out in my local town with a speaker to preach. This is a thought I'd had for a long time, and I'd done this a couple of times before. But basically the thought is to have like a table set up with all the books on them, like Great Controversy, you know, 1884, Great Controversy, Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, or Religious Laws Are Coming, and tracts and stuff. Now, I still haven't got the table, so I want to get that. But I have the speaker, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the Arlac books with me. I'm going to preach in the town, you know, which is like a 10-minute walk away. And I'm going to try and give these books out. I only have 5 left, so I do need to get some more now. And prayerfully, yeah, no, the Lord will provide. So it's a case of like, I'm there. And in about 10, 15 minutes, all 5 had been given, praise his name. And actually, there was one that I saw that someone had actually like put it on the floor. So I went and I got it back. And then thankfully, like another guy came who was interested. And I spoke to him and just went through some prophecies of the Antichrist with him for the Antichrist tract. And then I gave him the book. And he said that he's like been open to this stuff, and that he saw a tract just like the Antichrist one somewhere else in London called Vauxhall. And he was like, when he saw that, it like reminded him of what he'd seen before. And so, Yeah, so he got, so five of them were given out, so praise his name for that. And also, there was one individual who I saw walk past me. And sometimes what happens when you're street preaching, you find that some people are pretending like they're not listening, but they're standing around and they're actually listening to what you're having to say. And I said, so well, I was just like, I was there. At this point, all the books were gone. And I was out for about an hour, and I had the Antichrist tracks then to give out. And I remember I was just saying, you know, oh yeah, because a guy had just, you know, when street preach, people come and they, what do they do? What do they call that? You know, when someone comes against you and says some stuff against you. I can't remember what they call it. But anyway, kind of mocking, I guess, but there is a word for it. And so anyway, this guy is saying this stuff, and what I've learned to do from the Lord is just, I don't reply to people generally, I just smile at them. If someone comes and does something like that, and wait for them to walk away. Because if you go back at them with something, it gets worse and the situation starts. So anyway, he said something. And then when he walked away, that's when I was like, well, actually, we shouldn't have a blind faith. Like, that's not a good thing. We should have a faith where we have evidence that that which we believe in is true. And that's what we have in prophecy. Prophecy tells us that the Bible is the truth. It is the word of God. And so then the one guy who didn't take the track before, he must have heard that, turned around and came up to me and like took the track, the Antichrist track. I was like, yep, there you go. I guess slandering Brother Anthony. So yeah, prayerfully that guy who took the track. And I feel like I've seen that guy before in the town, because this is the town where I live. So you kind of recognize faces, especially if you're out handing out tracks. And so, yeah, I feel like he's someone who never took one before, but when he heard that, he's like, wait, so, it's interesting. You know, because there's a lot of street preachers, right, but they don't preach prophecy. So what I was trying to say to people is like, you know, I'm not just another crazy street preacher, like, we actually have the truth here, we have prophecy. And that's, praise the Lord for that. In 2 Peter, of course, it says that, we haven't been taught cunningly devised fables, but we have a more sure word of prophecy. You know, in other words, the gospel is not just some beautiful story. It's a true story, and we have prophecy to back that up. So, yeah, I'll finish there in case I just continue going on. And, you know, everyone else needs to get their praises in as well. And so, I'm just reading what Sister Denise put there. And I praise God for that too, that Pastor Nicholas is resting and being refreshed. And, of course, we're keeping him in prayer. So, yeah, God bless you all, brothers and sisters, and have a blessed rest of your Sabbath.
Hey, everyone. Remember me? I just wanted to jump on, and now I'm not back yet. I hope to be back soon. I wanted to thank everybody. I especially want to thank my brothers who stepped up to do the work I used to do. What I'll still be doing, obviously, later. I can see how my poor health allowed for these men of God to realize how, you know, they can actually do this work for the Lord, and that calmed my heart greatly, knowing that the church is blessed by our Father, and everything's going to, be okay. And of course, I want to thank the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, because it's just been amazing for the last month. It's actually a month today, now that I think about it. Since I stepped down, if you will, kicked back, the Lord has healed me, but I must rest a bit more to make all the changes in my life permanent, you know, by forming these new habits. And just so you know, for those of you that are wondering what happened, I overworked myself a bit much. And as many of you already know, I've never actually in my life taken a vacation, ever. Even when I was working a 9-to-5 job for those 17 years before going, you know, full-time in the ministry, the last job I had for a few years, they actually had vacation pay and vacation days and all that stuff that were lined up, and the guy was totally in the truth, I'm assuming, because the Lord used him, especially after he had a stroke. The owner of the company not only gave me vacation days, he paid me for these days each week. He gave me, first it was one day off a week and with pay, and then 2 days off of work with pay, and then it was 3 days off of work with pay so that I can do the ministry work. And so even with my vacation pay, I just did the ministry work, and then I eventually went full time. But for those that are wondering what happened, I always thought that 120 over 80 was the best blood pressure that you can have, because of what you see online and with the doctors. Well, actually, if you were in Europe, 120 over 80 isn't used as much. They just do 40 PSI, which is normal. If you do the math between the two, it's 40 pounds per square inch between the two numbers. And if you're there, you're okay. And I went online, and I found out that was considered normal, 120 over 80 in America. But lately, because the Lord has healed me, all of a sudden, well, just give you an idea what actually happened was everybody knows what happened in February with my son. And I've been dealing with stress issues even before that. And the stress is only because I wasn't taking a break. And so my blood pressure, and I checked online, which I probably shouldn't have done because it probably got my blood to go up even higher because it concerned me what I saw with these numbers. And this is to God be the glory. I mean, it was amazing. If you look online, you know where it says 120 over 80? Well, if the 120 part's over 180 and the 80 part's over 120, call 911. That's what they say, right? I was 193 over 131. And I got to tell you, brothers and sisters, that ain't fun. It really is not fun. I mean, you can't breathe and pain. And it was, concerning. And so I had hands laid on me. And within a day or two, my pressure was 115 over 64. And I thought, ruh-roh. I thought, because my mom had low pressure. And I thought, that was bad because that was her issue. She had low blood pressure. And so I went back on that site that, showed all the stuff about the 120 over 80 stuff being the norm, but the next number was 115 over 64 is ideal. So when he heals, he does it in ways you don't even expect. Seriously. And I'm averaging anywhere between right now. But like I said earlier, I got to lock this down. I got to make, my habits different and stuff. And I also want to thank you all for, slowing the emails down. The main Contact Us page is being redirected. It doesn't go to me anymore. But people do know my email addresses from past times that we've talked. But I put an autoresponder on the server to let people know whenever they would email me, there'd be an automatic email sent to them saying, sorry, I'm not going to be able to answer emails right away. But for the first couple, 3 weeks, I went ahead and answered anyway just to let them know that everything's okay, I'll be back soon kind of a thing. And everybody was pretty nice about it where they didn't get any more emails. And that helps immensely because, sometimes it would be, and it's not just the Contact Us page. That only gets 3 or 4 emails a week sometimes more. But once I answer an email and the people get my address, then it kind of floods in. But that has more or less slowed down to a crawl, and that helped too. And I wanted to thank all of you for doing that for me. For me to go to 193 over 131 to 115 over 64 in just a few days after having hands laid on me, it was just, it's just amazing to see his hand move. I mean, my mind is clearer. A side effect of high blood pressure, which I never knew, was irritability, on edge at all times kind of a thing. That's gone, 100%. I actually sleep better, I praise the Lord all that he has done. And And then I actually have a couple of, before I share that, and this was odd. I think it was on June 6th or 7th. I called Eli, and most of you think of it, call him Eli, Ellie. I call him Eli, and to tell him I was not going to be preaching or teaching for at least a month and probably two. And he then informed me when we were talking on the phone. And I was going to call him that night. And I don't know if you noticed, brother, but my voice was extremely shaky when I was talking to you because it's all I could do to hold back the tears because I've never done this before. I've never, I've done sabbaticals, but those only were like 4 or 5 days. I'd take the camper to some little campground about 30 minutes from here and just be with the Lord for 2, 3, 4, 5 days. But I'd always be back for Sabbath and do the work, you know, and answer emails. And those are the only times I didn't bring my laptop with me, you know, so as to not do anything. But that was just, you know, I've only done it 2 or 3 times. And so, when I was telling this to Eli, he informed me that the night before, when they were all gathering, they all had discernment. Because this, when Fran and I were doing our nightly studies in SOP 1, it came up that I definitely needed to take time off because this is around the time my pressure was going through the roof, and I was having other issues, you know, with the breathing and everything else and the pain. And I didn't want to go to some political building that's called, most people call hospitals now, because, you know, like I've always said, if I'm going to go there, I'm going to be laying horizontal to get in. That's it. I'm not walking in on my own because it's just, I can't trust. I don't know any doctors, and so I don't know who I can trust, you know. And I still, like the very first sermon I ever did back when I was a Sunday keeper, which was titled, I Wanted to See the Lord's Hand Move. That's the title of that sermon. And that was more or less my testimony on how I found Christ. I was watching these other Christians that just found Jesus. One was a biker dealer, and the other one was a promiscuous woman that worked this insurance company that I was working at. And they both found Christ around the same time. And I just watched them like a hawk to see the Lord's hand move. And so that's what I wanted. I wanted to see my Father's hand move because I knew there was something up here. And lo and behold, we now see one of the reasons for my relaxing time, if you will, is we got 4 brothers that stepped up to the pulpit here, you know. And so it's nice to see that the church will continue on if I am thrown behind bars or something, let's say, you know. But I wanted to share something with you that happened during this time. And I got to tell you, both times I was so excited in the Holy Spirit that I was shaking. I don't know if the people noticed it. Because it's kind of like an internal vibration, I guess, that goes on. Like, you know, it was just such a blessing. To give you an idea of what happened, it happened 2 different times. And then I'm going to get off the mic and kick back. And I might be back next week or the week after, I'm not sure, but just for Friday nights, you know, because I don't do any prep on that. And so there's no deadlines and all this other stuff. And I don't know when I'm going to get the blog back going. I mean, I dumped a bunch of articles on the blog yesterday just so that I can get them off my desk because they were just piling up. And I didn't think that was right because some of them were a couple weeks old. And so I just dumped all that on there. It was about 3 weeks ago when this happened. These 2 young men came to the door. They were selling books, you know, Cole Porter kind of guys, but they were National Geographic kind of stuff. It was called Bible Journey. And it was showing all the pics of the land and the Bible maps. And I was not just able to prove to these 2 young men. One of them was a Roman Catholic, by the way, because I asked him, what is your denomination? I don't want to, you know, offend. I just say that because I'm still going to say what I'm going to say, right? But I was able to prove to them, even though they're selling these books, that those maps are bogus. And I told them all about the you know, the barbed wire fences and stuff that are around Mount Sinai right now and all. It's just, and they were just more or less transfixed. But I also share why the Bibles were changed and the reason for the pandemic. I also gave them the second coming track to boot, you know, that little card that I can't remember who made that. that's been my favorite lately. I've come up to people, and I've done it a few times since, well, I've done it dozens of times, but the last month I've done it a few times where I just hand it to somebody and says, okay, this here. Well, first I tell them, I says, Jesus Christ is coming soon, very soon, and a lot sooner than you realize. I lock them in eye to eye. I says, you got to hear what I'm saying here, you know, and I hand them the card and I says, now this card's going to help you in the coming days. One side of the card is going to show you how Jesus Christ truly does return, according to Scripture, and there's all the Scriptures there. Flip the card, it's going to show you exactly how Satan shows up and acts like he's Jesus. Okay? And so that you know, I gave them that track too. And when he tried to get me to buy the Bible book anyway, I said, I'm sorry, I cannot give unto you any money that which I know is error. I'm not going to help you promote error because I just proved to you guys the maps are bogus. But I bought them lunch. I says, here. And boy, that really excited them. So while doing all this, my mind was never clearer. This time off has blessed me with much better clarity, as well as low blood sugar and pressure. And the only reason my sugar goes, anybody's sugar goes up, is if your pressure goes up, your blood's going to go up too. And so that's all been dropped too, you know, and that's even the worst. I think like my pressure can be down if my, the effects of the sugar being up is, that's annoying. And then one last thing before I get off here to let everybody else share what the Lord has done last 30 days. Some of you know and by the way, the bandwidth is fixed. Remember last week you guys couldn't hear very well. It was getting kind of choppy. We got it all fixed. Plus, I'm testing something here. But there's a reason I'm sharing this. I decided to go with some DSL. I got a second line into the house for internet. And there was everything that they could do to try to prevent me from getting it. They even offered 25 up and down and lied twice. And I even alerted AT&T to this. As you know, when you call, they route it to other countries, and they're lying to your customers. But to make a long story short, it's only 12 down and 1 meg up, actually a little under 1 meg up. And I wanted to test it, you know, for a text website, straight text, like sdru.org, let's say, because that's really a 10-year-old version of remnantofgod.org without all the graphics. You know, I don't know if anybody remembers the PDAs, personal data assistance, kind of like this before the phone, you know, the cell phones came out. I built a website that would work on a PDA, and people used it a lot. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, Tim, I forwarded your testimony to Brother Sean. He'll read it for you. Because if I start reading testimonies, everybody's going to, you know, start asking me. But anyway, I don't want to stay on too long because I still need to recoup. Okay, I'm still kind of, I have my moments. Like one time I was talking to somebody about what's going on in the world, and they were, every chance they could, they were saying, well, this is probably just the government tricking everybody to think that these prophecies are happening. And every avenue I tried to use, it was a brick wall, and it was somebody I loved dearly that I was sharing this with. And my pressure jumped up to 190 again, just in that 30 minutes, that quick. And so I've got to get to where my, you know, I got to calm myself down and make it a habit, you know, is what I'm saying. So anyway, so this AT&T, the guy comes over here, and there's two guys that come out in this area, and they're both named Brian. And so this one's very tall, and one's, you know, very short. And I don't even know why I mentioned that. It doesn't make any difference to me, but that's how I tell them apart. But because the fact they're both named Brian. He installed the DSL for me, and we got to talking. Turns out he's a Christian Sunday keeper, yeah, but he is trying his best. I mean, he had no problem. He knew all about the plandemic. He didn't get the vaccine. His wife left him because he wants to get closer to Christ. Seriously. Boy, did he get stuff. But it was amazing. He was sitting, like here I'm in my office right now talking to y'all, right? And I got 11 monitors here, and I'm sitting here, you know, I'm just piddling around and not doing much. And he's sitting on the floor right next to me with the closet door open because that's where my routers are, and my switches are on my desk, but the routers are in there. And so we got the door open. He's sitting on the floor, and we're talking. Like, he's sitting, I'm sitting, but I'm on a chair. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit just took over, and he had all these questions. And it's the same thing happened, just like with the two guys who were on the front porch. My clarity of thought was crystal clear. All the verses were coming out perfect, like it used to do when I was on the street. You know, like now sometimes I got a hem and haw, but I needed this rest, is what I'm telling everybody, okay? And so I was able to give them the track, you know, the little track, and the people get ready. I haven't put it on the site yet. Why, I don't know. I just forgot. But I updated the people get ready to account for the plandemic. So it's been updated. I had to take out one of the prophecies. I don't remember which one, so as to have room to put in the information about the plandemic. But I let them know, says, you are the first to ever get this track. I wrote it 27 years ago, right after I started keeping Sabbath. I believe it was 27, maybe 25 years ago. Actually, it's 28 now. That's right. And so he got this, and he got the little track and the Mark of the Beast track.
Yeah.
The new one, the one that's been redone with the shiny paper with Brother Alvin's doing them, you know, where they read sideways, the little tiny ones. They're really nice with amazing graphics from a brother out there in the Philippines. And so let me just double check. I think this is Tim again. Okay, yeah, he just said thank you. And so, again, I want to thank absolutely. Oh, and by the way, he even gave me his private cell number, Brian. And I was literally shaking all over with excitement. And that was the only time I told Fran about it, because after he left, I came up to Fran. I was all on fire, you know. And I said, I'm shaking. She goes, what's wrong? Just something like that. I said, no, it was a good shake. You know, the Holy Spirit was amazing. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because of the way it just, everything just fell into place perfectly. He was asking all the right questions, and he's got two kids, but he's only got custody of the one, I guess, because I think she's got a kid from somebody else, his wife, and he lives down the road. He lives, you know, probably 10 minutes from here, and so I'm hoping to see him again. I am going to have to call him tomorrow or Monday, because I need the static IPs, because I actually got a DSL line with static IPs, if you can believe it. That way I can put a site on it. And so anyway, thank you, everybody, for your prayers. I got to tell you, it's, again, this is one of the reasons I love this church family so much. It's not just a church family that loves the Lord. We love each other. We pray for each other. The Lord's hand moves, and this is a working church. You know, nobody sits, and you got to take some time off, brothers and sisters, okay? I'm not going to suggest anymore to do it like I – well, I never suggested doing it like I did anyway, you know, but it was just – it was good to get back on the mic for just a moment, even just for today. But I love you all. I'll be back soon. And, yeah, I see Sister Mindy has praises, and I think my wife has praises. I see her hand is up. And so God bless you all. Have a beautiful Sabbath day. Get out there and be with the Lord today. Go out in the woods or something and just sit down and talk to him. It's amazing how that calms your heart, too, especially if a bunch of little ground squirrels come out running around. It's just amazing. I just love being back there in with my midday. So God bless everybody. Sabbath blessings. And I'll be back soon. And thank you again, my brothers, for doing what you're doing. This church family is so blessed to have you there. Thank you all. God bless everybody. Talk to you soon.
Sister Mindy, you can go ahead.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Oh, Pastor Nick, it's so awesome to hear your voice. We missed you so much. We love you so much, Pastor. We praise the Lord for your healing. All right, I have some praises I want to share from some brothers and sisters here. So I will start with Brother Gilbert. He says, I praise and thank the Lord. I got word that the mass that was in my sister's brain is gone. Praise the Lord. I ask, please pray for her. She is in ICU, I thank the Lord that my daughter is not telling me anything negative concerning her and the coming grandchild. I thank the Lord that I have enough to keep up with my bills and that my wife and I have what we need. I thank the Lord that I am content with what I have, and I thank the Lord for what I have. The Lord is good. Amen, amen, and amen, all in capital letters. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And then Brother Matthew says, happy Sabbath, blessings, brothers and sisters. Want to praise God for being able to make it in today and asking prayers for travel mercies for my son Isaiah and my daughter Alexis. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll be praying, Brother Matthew. And Sister Pam says, praise the Lord of showing me my faults and helping me to change. Praise the Lord, sister. We all have that praise. And Sister Danielle says, Sabbath blessings, Sis Mindy. I want to send in my praises. I want to praise the Lord for the opportunity to planting seeds in all of my food deliveries by putting in the SDR tracts and books in every delivery. One night about a few weeks ago, I got to share and talk with a woman who I delivered to her groceries to her for Instacart order. She gave me a call back after her delivery and thanked me. Thanks be to God alone, in parentheses, for the Healing Leaves book, and talked to me about how God intended for his people to be healthy and she needed to get back on track on her health. I got to witness to her about the 8 laws of health in the booklet and gave her my number for more information if she ever wanted to get with me about the health message in the Bible. Her name is Tanya. Please keep her in your prayers. I also wanted to praise the Lord for reminding me about the fight I need to keep fighting with Christ daily. Past sins have been seeping back into my life and I have overcame before that I have been struggling with, in which God continues to grant me strength and mercy to be more than an overcomer and a conqueror. I thank God so much for his wonderful love. His love has kept me from not giving up on relying upon him and the great power he holds in transforming us sinners into saints. Please keep me in prayers. Praise God for life, love, and strength as we continue walking through this final days on earth. Thank you for hearing these praises. I love you all. God bless family. And then she has added, oh, and I also cannot believe I left this out. I praise God so much the opportunity to finally share RLAC with my mother and teach her about the state of the dead, the Antichrist, and about the times we are in. Please keep her in your prayers as well, that I also get to witness more to her about the Bible and about the Sabbath. Praise the Lord, sister. We definitely will be keeping your mother in prayer. Sister Marie has a praise. I thank the Lord for allowing me to see another Sabbath. I thank him for loving me first. I always want to praise the Lord for giving me understanding and teaching me as I continue to read the Bible. I praise the Lord for being patient with me as I learned and continue to learn his word. God, my Father, is an awesome Father, and until my last breath, I will praise his name and give thanks. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Vanessa has a praise. I praise the Lord for showing me again the true power of prayer. Amazingly, he did it through a movie on YouTube of all places. It's called War Room. It's about a woman who is in trouble in all aspects of her life. God hopes her meet a woman who shows her how prayer can change her life and the lives of those around her. I recommend it. Thank you, sister. Praise the Lord. Sister Katie has a praise. Happy Sabbath. Blessings, everyone. I have a few praises to share. First, I want to praise the Lord for a blessed work week. It was a bit challenging, but I am learning a lot from these kids that I babysit, and they are teaching me more patience every day. Good training for the future, Lord willing. I always want to praise the Lord for travel mercies. I also want to praise the Lord for travel mercies, being with brethren and having service, fellowship in person and in the country. Such a blessing and much needed more often. Praise the Lord, sister. And then little brother Damien says, I praise God for allowing me to see a woodpecker in our tree just pecking away. Oh, that's awesome, little brother. And little sister Luna says, I praise God for letting me see a bunny yesterday when we were driving around. Oh, praise the Lord, sister. And I will continue to share the praises. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters. I love you all.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I want to just, first of all, praise the Lord for all the men of God in our church, for stepping up for God's church. Nick and I are just so praising the Lord about that. And we're also praising the Lord about his healing, Nick's healing too. And I want to praise the Lord. I want to praise God for our salvation. You know, he is the God of our salvation and worthy to be praised. You just can't stop saying that. You just can't stop praising his name for our salvation. And also, I want to praise the Lord for something. I have been praying to God to give me, like, his love so I can love others like God, like Christ Jesus loves them, so I can better myself sharing Christ with others and, you know, things like that. And I mean, I was begging him to give me that. So last week I was at the gas station getting gas when this elderly woman who was parked right next to me getting gas asked me for help. So I helped her, and then she asked me a question. She said, "Have you heard on the news about?" She didn't even say Roe v. Wade. She just said, "Have you heard what just happened on the news?" And I said, "Yeah," about, you know, the abortion, you know, Roe v. Wade. She goes, "Yeah," and she seemed kind of upset. And she goes, "Well, what do you think about it?" And I said, "Well, you know, I praise the Lord, you know, because, you know, killing babies, it's murder. It's, you know, thou shalt not kill. You know, we can't murder. Baby can't murder anybody, and, you know, babies also." And she started saying, you know, terrible things, you know, about God. She's like, "Well, God doesn't care about that, stuff like that." And, you know, and I told her, you know, I says, "Yes, he does." And I was giving her Bible stories, you know, just a little bit, you know, like the moral of the story of, you know, certain Bible stories, and just quickly, you know, not the whole story, but the important part of it. And she just kept looking at me, and she would close her eyes and turn her head and put her hand up in front of my face as if, you know, she just wanted me to stop. So, and then she says, "Well, I don't read the Old Testament because there was so much more to this conversation." We were standing there for quite some time. And she said, "Well, I don't read the Old Testament." So, you know, I was telling her, you know, about how you have to read the Old Testament. It goes along with the New Testament. They both, you know, you need them both. And so she still was, you know, turning her head for me, closing her eyes and putting her hand up. And so the subject turned to, I just turned the subject into about Christ's salvation. And I was pleading to her. I was pleading to her to accept Christ into her life. I was telling her how much he loves her and look what he did for her. Look how much he suffered and died. I was saying he suffered and died for you and in your, you know, so you can be in heaven with, you know, for eternity with him and get, you know, in your loved ones and your family, you know. And again, she just turned her head and just put her hand up. And I pleaded with her again, you know, saying the same thing about Jesus. I might have said different words too. I'm not, you know, I just can't remember everything I said to her. So, I didn't get it. I didn't realize it until Brother Samuel here was preaching, but he was saying, but in his sermon, he was saying, you know, about Bible study. He was talking about how we need more love and we need to plead with others for, you know, so we can have the love for them and plead to them the gospel, plead to them Jesus, you know, his gift to us. And it hit me that God answered my prayer, because I never really pleaded with anyone like that before. You know, I just was so worried about her saying all them, you know, horrible things about God. And I just praise the Lord. You know, I didn't realize, and I even have to tell him I'm sorry, because I just didn't realize he answered my prayer for that. So, you know, I'm just praising the Lord for that. And gosh, there's so many praises, but there's just not much time. But I'm definitely still praying for that old lady, because I'm just the Old Testament complements the New Testament, and the New Testament complements the Old. You know, I also told her that, and yeah, but I'm still praying for her. I don't know her name or anything, but she left mad. She just got in her car, and I just got in my car, and we drove away. But yeah, if you can keep her in prayer. Again, I don't know her name, but thanks for keeping her in prayer. And I just praise the Lord for everything. And also, I praise the Lord for my grandchildren. They're just such a blessing to me. I praise the Lord for my children coming to visit lately. So, yeah. All right. So I will get off and hand the mic over to someone else. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, sisters, and thank you, Pastor. Okay. So I have a praise here from Brother Tim. Let me actually open it. He says, "Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I would love to praise God for taking cigarettes away from me just over a month ago. I thought it would be hard to quit, but I prayed, and I didn't have another withdrawal again. God also took alcohol from me the same way almost 12 years ago. Our Father is an awesome and great God." Amen, brother. Amen to that. Giving his people strength to put away their sins. Amen to that. I actually have a praise here from Sister Vera. And she says, "Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. For the past month, I want to praise Jesus for how quickly he healed my husband and I. Last week, my husband got really sick. It seems like his immune system was a bit down because he was super busy to finish his work here before we leave to another country for 2 months. His sister did a home test on him and said he tested positive for you know what. But I, along with the brethren that I asked on Telegram to pray for him, were praying for him, and the next day he was much better and was able to go out and finish his urgent errands. I was in awe. Also, Christ did the same for me this past week when I once again had some bad kidney infection symptoms. All night, I couldn't sleep from how terrible low back pain and other symptoms. I kept praying and crying most of the night, and in the morning, I asked husband to take me to the hospital. When we got there, they were sure from my testimony that I have a kidney infection, but after they did all sorts of tests, they were puzzled that it didn't show up as that, except maybe a mild UTI. Praise Jesus. Whatever it was that same day, I was able to go back to work. Praise the Lord. Hope you all have a blessed rest of your Sabbath day. Yours in Christ, Sister Vera." And amen to that. Amen, sister. I have... wrong room. Somebody's in the wrong room. Okay. Well, praise the Lord for the healings, of course, and for his hand being upon his people. I guess I'll praise the Lord and thank him for, you know, the truth. Of course, we praise the Lord for our salvation, but for continuously blessing us with more truth and more light, which continues to inspire us to continue to do better and continues to change the showbread and continues to strengthen our walks so that we will, like I said earlier, we'll continue to do better. We'll more fully reflect Jesus. And that we have to keep ourselves in a better shape than we may. Sometimes we may not like skirt the Sabbath, but skirt some of the, that may happen too, but skirt some of the health principles. But as we can clearly see from the testimony which Pastor Nicholas shared with us, how much better and how much more blessed we are when we actually take care to obey those things. You know, if we're getting proper rest, and rest obviously is not just taking a vacation, but something that I need to work on is, of course, sleeping at proper hours. Even something like that can be very helpful to our health. And the more that we take care of our health, the more we'll have the ability to share the truth. And the Lord can so much easier use us than if we were in a state of mind or a state of body where we're not, you know, we're not obeying Him and we're not obeying those health precepts. There's actually a quote somewhere where Sister White says, violation of the health laws is just as much a violation of just as much sin as breaking the Ten Commandments. So if anybody has any issues, that is something to keep in mind. Okay. With that, I will ask, does anybody else have anything they want to share or that they want to read? Because Mindy, you have more praises? Okay. I will then put down the mic, and next voice you will hear is Sister Mindy.
All right. I have some more praises to share. Sister Hannah says, I want to praise and thank the Lord for salvation and everything He does for us each and every day. There are many praises that I would love to share, but what the Spirit is putting on my mind to share is another testimony of God's perfect timing and guidance. A few weeks ago on a Sunday, the Lord had me travel to our big city about 2 weeks, and God had me leave town at the perfect timing that a small Lutheran church in a small town on the way was getting out of church. Praise the Lord, I got to share with a couple, but also the soon-to-be ordained pastor. Please be praying for him. His name is Bill. God is so faithful. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Praise the Lord, Sister Hannah. And Brother Stephen has a praise. I want to praise the Lord for greater light on doctrine and health and God's promises for helping me get off anxiety medicine by His great love and mercy. And that great peace that the Lord gives and the truth of the Word of God. I've been on anxiety medication for almost 9 years. The Lord truly is a giver of peace. Praise the Lord. He is a great God. Praise the Lord, brother. And Brother Gorin says, maybe I already shared this, but still, I want to praise the Lord for helping me undelete important job data that I had inadvertently deleted. I also praise the Lord for protection and for hearing the beautiful birds singing and chirping, and they are really beautiful. Praise the Lord, brother. Yes, we love all God's creatures. And then I'm going to share my praise while I'm on the mic. I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. And I really want to praise the Lord for being able to hear Pastor Nick's voice and for the healing God is doing for him. And again, we love you so much, Pastor, and I know it brought joy to all of us to hear you. We really missed you, and we will continue to pray for your health and just praise the Lord for God's healing. That is so awesome. God is so good. And I want to praise the Lord for my health and for the healthy food He provides. And my garden is, He's blessing my garden. And I praise the Lord for being able to have a garden and be able to grow my own food. And I haven't had to water it much. The Lord just keeps bringing rain. So I just praise the Lord for that, too, for taking care of my garden. And I praise the Lord for this church family. Oh, my goodness. All you brothers that are coming forward and having the sermons and the studies. And, you know, I just thank the Lord for all of you. You are all blessed with the Holy Spirit. There's no doubt about it. And this is the most awesome church ever. I mean, we all are so thankful for this church and for our brothers that have stepped up and have really, you know, that you're doing God's work in a major way. And I just want to just thank you all for everything you're doing. And I love you all so much. And God bless.
Well, amen, sister. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord indeed. Okay. Are there any more praises that anyone wants to share? And praise the Lord for this church family. Amen. Okay. Then I will put down the mic. Oh, I see Brother Riley has some, and I guess Brother Alvin. So I will drop the mic, and then you guys can go, whoever wants to go first and second.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me? Praise the Lord. First of all, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I would like to praise the Lord for travel mercies, for protecting our brethren, whether we be traveling by land or air or by sea. And the Lord actually has been showing his love, not just that travel mercies, but also for all the things that are going on in by blessing us with the peace of Christ in our heart and mind. And I would like to share some praises that the Lord blessed me with. At first, I was at the parking lot at Costco, and I was walking by to the vehicle, and I asked an elder lady if she would need some help. And she told me, yes, you could help me. She was kind of like struggling with heavy stuff. And by just asking her, do you need some help? And by just offering help, she agreed. And by just doing that, the Lord blessed me to share the tracks with her, three different tracks, if I could remember, including the Antichrist track in one of those booklets. And I gave that to her, and she put a smile on her face, and she didn't get upset by it. I want to share this because of what Brother Samuel study shared earlier in regards to love and charity. Regardless of what tracks you have in your hand, if charity goes first, it doesn't matter what is in your hand. People will be moved by the Holy Spirit and us to share what we need to share in the Lord. Will move us to share it. And another one, yesterday I was in Walgreens. One person came up to me and asked me, do you have some change? And I said, I don't have any. But when I got into the car, he was looking at me and I had some few change in the car. And then a thought in my mind said, kind of like, give him a track. So I gave him a climate change track, and plus the change that I have in there. So I praise the Lord that he moved me to share that with the individual. And I was driving by, he was looking at the car and he was reading the tracks. So I want to give huge praise to the Lord because seeing the man reading that track while I was driving out is a huge blessing to see. And I just want to praise the Godhead for that opportunity. And also for the And also for those who are stepping up, whoever you are, whether it be brothers or sisters, whether you be speaking on this mic or not, whether you be speaking outside in public, do not be discouraged. You will hear things like you don't speak well enough, you're not qualified to speak, or you're not, I'm not going to listen to you unless it's someone is speaking on the mic. Don't be discouraged, my brothers and sisters. Let them alone. If the Lord bids you to speak through the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter who is speaking, because the Bible is the author of the whole, the author of the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was on the SOP. It's written in the SOP, and I just would like to share that to encourage my brothers and sisters. Please don't be afraid to speak up, because the Bible that we read on the mic or outside, whether it be public or online, is from the Bible. It's not our own words. It doesn't matter who's speaking here. So we don't put any person on the pedestal. We only exalt the Godhead family. We don't exalt one another. We don't praise one another. We praise our God. We praise the Godhead family. We praise the three supreme beings. And that there's to it. So please don't be discouraged. If you receive any email, you receive anything that will discourage you. And then I have a message for that person or anybody that speak in a negative way. Please repent. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves us. The Lord Jesus died for us. He showed humility towards us. And that humility we are to carry. We are to emulate. We are to copy. Instead of bringing one another down, let's bring each other up in the name of Christ. So God bless everyone. Let's love one another and let's do this work. God bless.
All right. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Amen. Brother Eli. And do you hear me? Okay. So first of all, I want to share this text in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. We are told that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So yeah, in everything. So we are thankful to our dear God for everything, like our good health, protection, salvation, and He's supplying us with our needs every day. Also, of course, for joy in serving Him. We also praise and thank Him not only to the good things He provided us, but also to the challenges and trials He permitted us having, as well as the attacks of the enemies to stop us in doing our duty. Like, for the past week, my brethren, I have issues in one of the sites I am maintaining, so I cannot make an article on my blog for Prophecy News Update. And I knew it's the enemies doing it to prevent me doing our holy work. But I know Satan will not prevail, because he is no match to our God. So please include me in your prayers to be able to fix these issues. And aside from that, we keep on, of course, praising God, because in spite of that, we keep on receiving emails thanking us for the truths they learned from the tracts they receive. And I want to share some emails that I received, so this will be an encouragement for all of us. So one letter email that I received, it says here, "Do you have pamphlets I could purchase to pass them out? I would love to share these pamphlets I received." Okay. Second one, it says here, "I am hoping to order trucks, but only see on your site where I can download. I am particularly interested in the truck on the Antichrist, where may I order them, how much, etc. I appreciate your help and all that you do in sharing these warnings and God's message of salvation. And the last I will share, it says here, the email says, I saw a spiral-bound booklet titled, Religious Laws Are Coming. I also saw that there were a couple of tracks included. One had a title, Antichrist, and the person that had this was not letting them out of their sight. They said that they had received them from your organization. Praise the Lord. So, basically, I don't know who gave the tracks or booklets to them, but one thing I know, my brethren, the tracts or publications that were shared and distributed by all our precious brethren, whoever they are, because they feel the burden for saving souls, these have an impact in the spiritual life of people because they are blessed by God. So our literature is to be distributed everywhere. Why? Because this is one means ordained by God in reaching people's heart. And of course, the truth is to be sown beside all waters. We don't know which will prosper this or that. And in fact, in Isaiah 55 verse 11, we have this promise that when we share the truth to others, it says, it shall not return unto me void. So as Brother Eli was mentioning, don't be disheartened if you hear some negative things when you're passing out cards or whatever things. This is really a promise for each one of us. The words that we get, that we share, it shall not return to the Lord void. Shashi, thank you, Brother Sean. He said here, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Praise the Lord. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. So, let's continue doing something for the Lord in expanding His kingdom for the best, you know, that we can in preparing His people for His soon return. So, have a delightful Sabbath day, and may God bless us all, brothers and sisters. Amen and amen. Love you all.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to add one more thing here. I stated I praise the Lord for my four brothers that stepped up, and I just realized there's five, because Brother Samuel stepped up today, so we got four brothers that can hit the mic, you know, and share sermons or studies or whatever. And that's Brother Alvin, Brother Lawrence, Brother Samuel, Brother Sean, and Brother Eli. And if any of you other brothers feel like you are called to hit that mic, just let us know. And thank you, everyone, for your prayers for all of us in this church family, because most of us are on the front lines. And so we continue to pray a hedge of angels around you, as well as a hedge of angels that have seeds, so that not only do we get more wisdom, the people we pray for are receiving more wisdom if they accept the seeds, if there's any fertile soil whatsoever. And so with that, I'll say God bless. But I don't know if there's any more praises, but I just wanted to point that out, that there's actually five brothers. Well, actually, six if you count me. So all of us that do this work, it's just such a blessing to do it. So God bless everybody. Oh, I guess Sister Mindy has another praise, so I'm going to drop the mic. Take care, everybody. God bless.
God bless to you too, Pastor Nick. I have another praise to share, and this one is from Brother Anthony. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to praise the Lord for an encounter that I had with a gentleman and his mom a few weeks ago at my job at the restaurant. They were both very friendly and were always smiling every time that I went to their table and brought what they needed. After they had paid their bill, I told them I need to be around more people who have so much energy like them. Then they began to share how they're always naturally happy. Then the conversation drifted to being a light to those around me and that I am a gift to this world. That gave me confidence and hope in God's continual love for me because I had struggled with seeing if God was still with me. If I was to share what was said exactly, I'd be here for a while, and I don't want to take up anyone else's time left. I praise the Lord for this encounter with them, and if I never see them again on this world, then I pray to see them in heaven. Their names are Juwan, hopefully I spelled his name correctly, and Kyla, that's J-U-W-A-N and K-Y-L-A. We will keep them in our prayers, brother. Praise the Lord. All right. If anybody else has any praises, please post them and we will get them read. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sister. And thank you, everyone, who has shared your praises and have been continuing to send your praises in. I actually have one sent here from Sister Novi. And she says, I have a praise to share. This week, we read the verse in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. We're so grateful to our God for giving us this church that knows the light about the dangers of vaccines. We are able to keep our children safe from all the side effects of these toxic jabs. Also, praise the Lord for my hospital job allowing me to get the vaccine exemptions. And so, amen to that, sister. Praise the Lord. Alrighty. Well, brethren, we're about at that time. Is there anybody else who has any praises that they would like to share? Yeah, I didn't get anything in the emails either. But is there anything else, brethren? There's one more that Sister Mindy says she has. But aside from that, is there anything else? Feel free to send them in PM or, again, put them into the room, etc. But I will let Sister Mindy read this next one, which may be the last one. So, okay, I'll put it down there.
All right, I have another praise. Sister Vanessa says, Sister, please tell Pastor we love him and miss him. Hearing his voice was an answer to prayer. I prayed this morning. God is good. Sister, I was praying the same prayer that testimony said was we would hear Pastor Nick, and praise the Lord, he answered our prayers. God bless.
Okay, okay. Well, Pastor Nicholas says, let them all know, let everyone know, that he loves us all very much. So, amen. And we love you too, Pastor. Okay. Are there any other praises? If not, giving it a moment, but if not, we will do, of course, the final song, and then afterwards we will close up with prayer. But nothing in the emails, it seems. No other texts. And no other PMs or anything posted in public. Which is okay. So, if there's nothing else, and it seems that way, then whoever's going to do the song, I will put down the mic, and then we'll do closing prayer. All right? So, and Lord willing, we were all blessed today by all that was heard, both during the study hour and, of course, during this praise service. And Lord willing, all inspired to go forward and do better with our walks and work even more fervently for the salvation of souls. With that said, I will drop the mic and you will next hear music.
I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with the wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with the wonderful people. What a sight just to see all their happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Now it can be just anywhere, two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can compete. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. And on that great reunion day, when our Lord says, come away, and the saints from every land sing to the day, joining loved ones from the throne, at last we all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. What a sight to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Praising God in heavenly places, what a thrill that I feel when I get together with God's
wonderful people. Amen. All right, brethren. If you can, please kneel. We are going to close the service out in prayer. And please, my hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us and bringing us together. and allowing us to have this blessed testimony service. And we ask that you please, all those things that we have heard, let them remain in our minds and in our hearts, and let them bear fruit. And please strengthen us, and help us to continuously keep your commandments, because we have chosen to be here, though it be your commandments. And we lift up to you the church family, and ask that you please help us all to grow. Help us to more fully reflect the love of Jesus, and to do the work that you have called each and every single one of us to do, and to move properly forward in the lines that you would have us to work in. Please bless the remainder of this holy and blessed Sabbath day. And please continue to guide this church family. And please bless us also with the ability to speak the words and to share the love of your Son unto other souls, that they might be led to accept the truth, and that they might stand with your people. And please bless us all that we might even be able to be part of that number, that blessed number, the 144,000. It is with the help of your Holy Spirit that we pray for all these things, and of course we thank you for everything that you have given unto us, and even the things we have yet to notice. And in the name of our Lord and Savior, we pray for these things. In his name is Jesus Christ. Amen.